Here are the senior night ceremonies for our fall sports. First will be the volleyball seniors from Thursday night, October 13th, followed by senior night on Friday night, October 14th, for football, cheerleaders, cross country, golf, and band.
Well, tonight was senior night here at Fort Recovery, and a few minutes ago they had the senior recognition. Mr. Tony Stahl, the Fort Recovery High School principal, announcing the four seniors for Fort Recovery, and here was that presentation a few minutes ago.
Our first senior this evening is Audra Bubb. Audra is the daughter of Brian and Mindy Bubb. She has been a member of the volleyball, swim, and softball teams while in high school. Audra has also been involved in the Spanish Club, Student Council, and a member of the National Honor Society. Audra's most memorable moment in high school was when the volleyball team attended the Kentucky camp and the entire team sang, "I Want It That Way," in front of everyone. Indian senior, Audra Bubb. Our next senior is Allison Follenkamp. Allison is the daughter of Jeff and Cindy Follenkamp. She has been a member of the volleyball and track teams while in high school, and Allison has also been involved in the art club, Spanish club, yearbook, Fort Fiat youth group, the women's group, as well as Munciana Volleyball Club. After graduation, Allison plans to attend Indiana Wesleyan University, majoring in graphic design with a minor in photography, and will continue playing volleyball as a Lady Wildcat. She also hopes to someday coach volleyball as well. Fort Recovery senior, Allison Follenkamp. Our next senior this evening is Grace Klingshern. Grace is the daughter of Tom and Sherry Klingshern. She has been a member of the volleyball team for all 4 years of high school. Grace has also been involved in the Spanish club, the swim team, and has been on the AB honor roll throughout high school. After high school, Grace plans to attend Rhodes State College and major in radiography. Let's give a big round of applause for Indian senior Grace Klingshern. Our last senior tonight is our senior named Faith Wendell. Faith is the daughter of Dawn and Brenda Wendell. She has been a member of the volleyball teams throughout high school, and Faith has also been involved in the Student Council, FTA, FBLA, Spanish Club, the MAV Youth Mentoring Program, and has been a class officer and is a member of the National Honor Society. After graduation, Faith plans to attend Wright State Lake Campus to major in nursing. Let's give a big round of applause for Indian senior Faith Wendell. Thank you. And before we recognize our seniors for the last time, we would also like to point out the seniors on New Bremen's volleyball team for tonight and recognize them very quickly. First up, number zero, Abby Powers. Number six, Rihanna Paul. Number eight, Megan Reinhardt. And number 11, Mia Schmidtmeyer. And to our Fort Recovery seniors, we wish you the best of luck in the future and thank you for your dedication to the Fort Recovery athletic programs. Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the track, where we'll be recognizing our class of 2023 senior football players, coached by Brent Niekamp, cheerleaders, coached by Courtney Rohr, The cross country, coached by Christy Diller, and golfer, coached by Dean Sanders, and the band members directed by Reed Knuth. Here are our football seniors. Our first senior is Jacob Heitkamp. Jacob is the son of Chris and Deb Heitkamp. He has been on the football team all through high school and has been active in Spanish Club and in FFA. After graduation, Jacob plans to major in mechanical engineering at an undecided college. Indian senior Jacob Heitkamp. Our next senior is Chase Kaiser. Chase is the son of Eric and Amy Kaiser. He has been a member of the football team and the marching band all 4 years. Chase has also been active on the track and baseball teams, as well as the Spanish Club, FFA, Drama Club, Student Council, Vice President of the National Honor Society, Buckeye Boys State, and has received numerous academic and service awards. After graduating, Chase plans to study industrial and systems engineering at an undecided college. Senior, Chase Kaiser. Our next senior will be Ross Pearson. Ross is the son of Steve and Beth Pearson. He has been on the football and the track teams throughout high school. Ross has also been involved in basketball, Spanish Club, FTA, and TriStar's Early Childhood Education Program, where he was a state qualifier for the SCCLA. After graduation, Ross plans to attend college to study early childhood education. Indian senior, Ross Pearson. Our next senior will be Cale Rammel. Cale is the son of Randy and Angie Rammel. He has been a member of football, basketball, and baseball teams, as well as involved in Spanish Club and the FBLA. As of right now, Cale is undecided on his plans after high school. Fort Recovery senior, Cale Rammel. Our next football senior, Bo Tin. Bo is the son of Ryan and Lori Tin. He has been a member of the football and baseball teams while in high school. Bo has also been active in the Spanish Club, FFA, and the Boy Scouts. After school, Bo plans to attend college and major in mechanical engineering. Indian senior, Bo Tin. Our next senior, Zane Shaver. Zane is the son of David and Kathy Shaver. He has been a member of the football team all 4 years. Zane has also been active in FFA, 4-H, and has attended TriStar's construction program for 2 years. One of Zane's most memorable moments was winning the dirtiest truck during the FFA week. As of now, Zane's plans after high school are undecided. Indian senior, Zane Shaver. Our next senior, Wyatt Shaver. This year, the high school football team has been wearing a memorial decal on the back of their helmets. It honors the memory of the class of 2023 senior, Wyatt Shaver. Our six seniors have also been wearing a shirt with the same logo under their uniform, so Wyatt can be with them as they play the game that he loved. Wyatt is the son of David and Kathy Shaver and is the twin brother of Indian senior Zane Shaver. Fort Recovery senior Wyatt Shaver. Next up are our cheerleaders. Our first senior cheerleader, Liddy Brunswick. Lydia is the daughter of Scott and Renee Brunswick. She has been a football and basketball cheerleader all 4 years of high school. Lydia is also active in Student Council, Spanish Club, National Honor Society, and is the editor of the yearbook. After graduation, Lydia plans to attend Rhodes State College to complete her associate's degree in business administration, then continue on to get a bachelor's degree. Indian senior, Lydia Brunswick. Our next cheerleader senior, Mackenzie Koffenberger. Mackenzie is the daughter of John and Carla Koffenberger. She's been a football cheerleader and basketball cheerleader all 4 years of high school. After graduating from high school, Mackenzie plans to attend college and major in nursing. For Recovery Senior, Mackenzie Koffenberger. And now our cross-country runners. Our first senior, Megan Diller. Megan is the daughter of Jack and Christy Diller. She has been a member of the cross-country and track teams throughout high school. Megan is also active in
Spanish Day, October 23rd, with a theme of Christmas in October.
Spanish Club, and serves as the current president. After graduation, Megan plans to major in marketing at a four-year college. For Recovery Senior, Megan Diller. Our next senior, Ethan Evers. Ethan is the son of Alan and Kate Evers. He has run cross-country all through high school. Ethan is a member of the National Honor Society and is active in the FFA, serving as their current vice president, as well as earning a state FFA degree. After high school, Ethan plans to attend Wilmington College to earn a degree in agriculture. Indian senior, Ethan Evers. Our next senior, Caleb Bramall. Caleb Bramall is the son of Chris and Rachel Bramall. He is a four-year member of the cross-country team. Caleb is also an active member of the FFA. After graduation, Caleb plans to enter the workforce. For Recovery Senior, Caleb Bramall. Our next senior, Caitlin Weitzel. Caitlin is the daughter of Steve Weitzel and Danielle Weitzel. She is a four-year member of the cross-country team. Caitlin is also active in Spanish Club and the Art Club, serving as their current president. After high school, Caitlin plans to attend college and major in criminology. Indian senior, Caitlin Weitzel. Our next senior, Alexis Wendell. Alexis is the daughter of Steve and Amy Wendell. She has been a member of the cross-country team throughout high school. Alexis is also active in the National Honor Society, the FBLA, Student Council, and the Spanish Club. The most memorable moment in high school for Alexis was planning her prom her junior year. For Recovery Senior, Alexis Wendell. Next up is our lone senior golfer, Isaac Lefevre. Isaac is the son of Greg and Tony Lefevre. He is a four-year golfer, having earned first-team All-MAC. Isaac has also been active on the swim and the dive team, the National Honor Society, Student Council, Drama Club, Chess Club, Spanish Club, and the Scholastic Bowl. After graduating, Isaac hopes to attend the University of Notre Dame to study pre-med. Indians golfer, Isaac Lefevre. And finally, our senior band members. Our first senior, Jacob Hartke. Jacob is the son of Todd and Stacy Hartke. He is currently a member of the marching band. Jacob has also been active on the bowling team, the chess club, the trading card games club, and the FFA. After graduating, Jacob plans to attend college to major in mechanical engineering. For Recovery Senior and my neighbor, Jacob Hartke. Our next senior, Paul Homan. Paul Homan is the son of Ted and Allison Homan. He has been a member of the marching band throughout high school. Paul is also active in Scholastic Bowl Drama Club, is the Chess Club Student Advisor, and the SADD Club's current president. Paul says one of the most memorable moments in high school was being told school would be going virtual immediately due to COVID-19, but then told later they had to come back the next day. Indian senior Paul Homan. And our last band, senior, Megan Kanapke. Megan is the daughter of Bill and Janet Kanapke. She has been in the marching band throughout high school, serving as the drum major her senior year. Megan is also active in the Trading Card Club, Game Club, Math Science Club, Writing Club, Spanish Club, Drama Club, Bowling Team, National Honor Society President, and Captain of the Chess Club. After graduation, Megan plans to attend college to major in psychology. Fort Recovery senior, Megan Kanapke. To all our seniors, we would wish you the best of luck in the future and thank you for all the dedication you've had in Fort Recovery Athletics and to the band program.